Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Pastor Rusty with Life Point Church and Go the Distance. I'm excited again to be with you today. We've been talking about being an influence in our family, and want to remind you that not only do we, you know, when we're being an influence, we got to stand firm. It takes a little courage to stand firm, but we also need to have faith in Christ. Paul is reminding here, he's reminding those, Peter and those, that they are Gentiles, or that they are Jews, and that they are around the Gentiles, but he's saying it's going to take faith if we're going to stand firm. He says it there in verse 15 through 16 of Galatians chapter 2. He says, we who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works, but by the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have to put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. So he's saying even the Jews must have faith in Jesus. Well, why does it say that? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is being confident of what we hope for and having assurance of what we do not see. Or Hebrews 11, 6, Paul realized, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Stand firm in your faith. Stand firm knowing that without faith it is impossible to please God. Have faith in your God that he will heal your family today. God bless you.